G'day, Dick. How are you travelling, mate?
Oh, we're doing all right. We survived the storm last week, and we're still standing.
Yeah, massive storm, wasn't it?
Yeah, we got lucky, though. The weather forecasters were a little bit off on where it was going to hit, so it went north of us and hit Canada. So we were saved from the typhoon, but there was still a little bit of damage around here.
Good on you, mate. Now, what's happening with this big Patriots v. Steelers game? Big Ben's been hurt.
Well, this is the one game that I circled on the AFC calendar above all other games. And when we previewed the Super Bowl winners or my projected Super Bowl winners at the beginning of the season, I picked Pittsburgh for the sole reason that they got New England at Pittsburgh. Now, okay. I figured Ben Roethlisberger was going to be the quarterback. So that makes a massive difference as you just take a look at the point spread. Before Ben went down, this was a one-point spread. Now it's an 8.5, 8-point spread. So Ben Roethlisberger's worth about a touchdown to his team. I would say that's probably even conservative. He's probably worth even more than that. So this is going to be huge for Pittsburgh. Even if he's only gone for a couple of weeks, they're going to lose this game now when they really probably had a great chance to win the game, have that tiebreaker over New England, and have a great shot at the number one seed in the AFC. Instead, they're probably going to lose. They will then be two games behind the Patriots, and that's probably going to be too much to make up. So, unfortunately, this Ben Roethlisberger injury very likely could cost Pittsburgh the number one overall seed and maybe in the long run the Super Bowl chance.
Now, Dick, we're seeing drones everywhere in the world these days. You've got to be careful with them.
You certainly do, especially if you're a Major League Baseball pitcher. Trevor Bauer for the Cleveland Indians, and the Indians have won the first six games they've seen in the baseball playoffs, so they're the hottest team right now. But their pitching staff is already thin with injuries, and Trevor Bauer, one of their best starters, was messing around with his toy drone and cut his finger, so he got stitches on it. He went to start yesterday's game. He managed to get through a few innings, and then the stitches wore off, and I don't know if you saw the video of it, but he literally, it looked like his finger was a faucet.
Yeah.
The blood was just streaming, not dripping out of the finger. It was streaming out of the finger. They couldn't get it stopped, and he had to come out of the game. But the Cleveland bullpen did a fantastic job. They've been unbelievable this year, and they did a great job, saved the game, and now Cleveland's up 3-0 on Toronto.
Hey, mate, just on that Pittsburgh game against the Patriots, it's $4 Pittsburgh now, so that just goes to show you the difference that Roethlisberger makes.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm sure it was less, much less than $2 when they figured that Roethlisberger, I mean, the future odds on that game, I think over here it was like a one-point spread. I think I've seen even money on the game as well at times, but now Ben's gone, so I mean, that just catapults the Patriots' chances to win.
Yeah, it's now a 7-point spread, so you'd still go with New England to score, beat them by more than seven?
You know, that's a tough one. I think that's about right where it should be, 7-8 points.
Okay.
That's one I wouldn't really lay a lot of money on right now. If I could get under a touchdown, I would take the Patriots if I could get under a touchdown. But anywhere the 7-8 range, man, that's getting into 50-50 range. Pretty good line right there.
And Dick, what else are you talking about over there in sport at the moment?
Well, really, it's right now a busy time because you've got both the NFL and college football kind of taking shape. We're in the mid-season now, and so you're kind of seeing the teams separate. You're seeing who are going to be the teams that are legitimate Super Bowl contenders in the NFL. You're seeing the six or seven teams that are going to be legitimate Final Four contenders in college football for the college football playoffs. And then, of course, next Wednesday, the NBA season tips off. So next week, we can do a little NBA preview.
Oh, fantastic. We'll get your winners there for the divisions and also who'd probably be playing off in the playoff there as well. Mate, we thank you so much for your time this morning. Hopefully the weather's still okay there in Seattle, and we'll talk again next week.
Take care, guys. See ya.